Do 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 do. Oh my god!
Okay.
Totally wrong song.
You guys know. I just
suddenly in smoke on the water.
Did you guys just do Led Zeppelin?
No, actually, you know, just popped in my head the minute.
He did like a little bit Kid Smart in there.
No, you know what popped in my head the minute I did that? You guys ever watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Oh my god. Well, it's supposed to be like a Doctor Who, but it ended up being like this total embrace of all geekdom, so it kind of worked out well, I think.
Yeah,
so.
You keep telling yourself that.
That's the way I can justify that. We can't edit it, so...
That was my fault. I just forgot what we were doing.
You weren't paying attention.
I was thinking about drawing inappropriate pictures on my nice little printout sheet that I was given.
That's yours to keep.
Yeah, you weren't thinking about doing it. You were just trying to figure out... You'd already decided you were going to.
Yeah,
you
I already decided I was going
what
to
you
do.
Were going to draw.
And I was like, what am I going to draw on this fancy little piece of paper? How many penises can I fit on this?
Yeah. And that's how we started off episode 9 of Guardians of the Geekery. Carol the Cat.
Yeah.
Joey the Giddy Gorgeous Geeker.
What?
Tiffany the Tech Priestess.
Hello.
Matt Starnsford. And special guest John Dodaro and Garrett Moodyhan of Doctor Who Lucky 13 fan film from 13th floor. Oh my god. I need a shot of something.
All right. You do not get a rest.
We go right into rapid fire. Bam! Get them!
I'm going to ask you a series of questions. You have to answer one word or phrase as quickly as you can. So, who's your favorite doctor?
11.
4.
Who's your favorite horror film?
What is your favorite?
Oh, that's a
Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's terrible. It.
Oh, it's a good one, too.
Ooh. Favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Mushrooms.
Favorite Doctor Who baddie?
Silence. No, wait. I'm going to go with...
No, trap it fire. That's it. You, Garrett.
Bass, come on.
God, no, that's terrible. Cyberman.
Where's the first place you would take a TARDIS?
Your mama's
in
house.
Time of space. Dude, it's just 2 hours away.
What year? What year, though? Your mama's house.
When were you conceived?
Moon landing, 1969.
It's a good year.
All right.
Mars.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Worst movie you ever watched?
The Vanguard.
I can't remember the name of it, but I'm just going to say, no, not Timmy! It was a terrible horror movie. We're not going to go into that.
Morning, noon, or night?
Night.
Weapon of choice?
Sonic screwdriver.
Baseball bat.
Which shade of gray are you?
252.
Yeah.
1.
Okay, you're on a desert island with a tablet with a solar recharger. What would be your number one book?
Jurassic Park by Mike Crichton.
First Lord's Fury by Jim Butcher.
Okay, which song or album would you have on your tablet? You should just change that to which album.
I know.
Who would take song?
Right? I know.
I would take one song.
Did,
maybe
right?
The bird is the word. No.
Anything
by Ella Fitzgerald.
Who? Ella Fitzgerald?
It's a deserted island, right? Anything by... oh, I can't believe I forgot the name. Screw it. We'll just go with Cagey Elephant.
Okay. Movie. Doctor Who Lucky 13?
Yeah, Doctor Who Lucky 13 coming out this summer.
Great plug.
What game would you have on your tablet to play over and over again as you're stuck on a desert island?
Angry Birds.
SimCity.
You can go forever with that.
Okay.
Like classic. Or SimCity 2000.
Congratulations, you survived! You survived.
I peed a little.
I know. Damn. That's our new cheer, dude.
By the way, my name is Garrett Mooneyhan.
Oh, no. Don't listen to him, he's a liar.
Speaking of peeing on your chair, Walking Dead premiere.
Well, wait a minute, are you not going to ask these kind people who they are and what they do for a living?
Oh, fuck. Who are you?
I'm John Dondero. I am the owner operator at 13th Floor EFX. I'm also the CG artist. I do all the special effects and stuff like that.
Ooh. And I'm Garrett Mooneyhan. I am the writer for 13th Floor EFX and co-creator of a couple of shows that we've been working on. So, yeah.
And Resident Beard.
Yeah, and Resident Beard.
He's got a magnificent beard. We call him the Ginge.
You can see pictures of that online.
Beard! I don't know why I'm showing the mic your beard. Hi, Michael. Look at the beard.
Are you related to Carol? Because she likes to do air quotes at the
I'm going to be doing air quotes at this thing all night long. I'm John.
We decided that it has to be kind of like Victor Borgo, where you have to do verbal quotes. So you go... That's your quotes.
You can hear this. Shh. I totally heard that.
I heard your fingers popping.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to mess that up. So you have a new movie that you're working on, Doctor Who, Lucky 13. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a fan film, of course, because we're not actually working for the BBC.
If you can't tell.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable, but...
Get out of the geek
out. Get out! I don't know, we're huge fans of the show, and, we wanted to do something for charity, and we wanted to do something for, just fun. So why not blend the two? Just make a pretty little baby that's blue and travels through time and space.
And it's box-shaped for some reason.
Box-shaped. Well, we're...
Babies come from boxes.
Yeah. This got much weirder much faster than I anticipated.
You thought we were sweet girls that sat across from you at cons. You were so wrong.
It's about the travels of the 13th Doctor, which is actually the 12th Doctor. And I know we have a 12th Doctor, and he's old and brilliant and sexy. But this will all explain in the series. It's a whole series. It's not just one film. We're actually doing... 13 episodes.
Oh my god!
When they'll come out, depending on how popular they are. If they're super popular,
then we'll be trying to push them out
as fast as possible. And if they're
while maintaining quality.
While maintaining quality, yeah. But if they're not, then we're probably going to do maybe one, two a year. It all depends on how big the fans get into it. I will say, we are trying to make them as close in quality to the show.
Yeah.
Like this is not something we're doing on our handheld cameras. We actually have full production. Building props, doing special effects. I have built my own TARDIS.
Nice.
Inside and out.
Cool.
One is digital, one is real. I won't tell you which one. You
figure that one
is
out.
Is it bigger on the inside?
Very, very much. You mean the TARDIS?
Where will the episodes be available? Online? Are you releasing them at... Good question.
You get a clap from me. I didn't even think about saying that. Did I steal your pen? I'm switching the pens.
Does it really matter?
It does, actually. I like that pen better. It will be premiering at Con Carolinas this year, 2015. I'm not exactly sure which day. And then the following Monday, which is April 1st. April 1st will mark the first Doctor Who Lucky 13. And we will be going in sequential order, non-sequentially.
Wait, hang on. Do you have that right?
Are you guys lying because it's April 1st, April Fool's?
No, that's why I know I'm not lying. It's because I looked it up and said no one's going to believe me when I say this.
Yeah.
It's not like anyone ever believes anything I say anyway, so it doesn't matter. They'll be ready Tuesday.
Okay.
Not going to tell you which Tuesday. Just some Tuesday in the near future.
I'm going to live for every Tuesday
See, now I've given you a reason to live for Tuesday.
I have. Now my second question, what is Doctor Who? I'm just kidding. Oh my god.
Con Carolinas is March, May 30th.
It's May, so how's it going to be released in April?
Con Carolinas is the last weekend in March.
In May.
Conuga is the last weekend in March. You're thinking Conuga.
No, Conuga's in February. Last weekend of February.
Okay. And the first week. Okay, wait.
The TARDIS allows you to travel in time, so you really can do
whatever you want. I'm the doctor. I don't do things well in sequential order.
It'll be some Tuesday.
It'll be in June.
Stay tuned for posts about.
You know what? I might release it on April 1st for like an hour,
and then withdraw it before anybody actually has a chance to watch.
So that way, I'm not a liar.
Yeah.
And haha.
Okay.
I got you. I'm the doctor. I can do what I want.
Yeah.
I play the doctor, and this sexy ginger man next to me.
What's up?
Plays my companion.
Yep.
In time and space.
I play Robert Morgan, an IT guy, which is fantastic because I know absolutely nothing about computers.
Yeah, we really hone that. It's good. So when you see the episode, you'll really see how well he knows what
stuff. It includes lots and lots of "Did you plug it in?" Which is about as far as it goes. So yes, it's we're having a lot of fun with it.
It's like it's a buddy film for Doctor Who. Yeah. The one thing we've missed about Doctor Who is every Doctor Who is about the Doctor and some girl.
And there's, so many love stories, and it's just
you guys aren't a love story. What?
No.
They're
companions, not... You're not in love with his beard?
A little bit, yes.
His beard?
His beard actually has the only trailer on set. Like, the Doctor doesn't have a trailer, but his beard has his own trailer and catering service. We will have a female companion.
Later, yeah.
Yeah, played by Angela Pritchett. Yeah. She is coming on as a female companion who will be somebody's love interest. We're not going to say who.
Who?
It's one of the two.
But it starts as a bromance.
Right. Yeah, it is a bromance, and I will say that's what we haven't seen a Doctor Who in a long while, and we wanted to do that. We wanted to do, like, imagine two guys traveling all time and space and having all adventures, and then you throw one female in the mix who kind of has
like
to keep
BJ
up.
It's like BJ and the Bear, but different.
It's BJ and the Bear.
It actually worked very well for the second Doctor. Patrick Troughton had Jamie for a long time, and they threw Zoe in there, so.
I'm good with it.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do it, kind of classic-y.
So, well, speaking of the Walking Dead premiere, what were you saying, Carol? Good segue
right there. That wasn't harsh at all.
We could stay in Doctor Who for just a second.
Yeah, because we had there, and I'm like,
finish is announced.
Not a Who fan?
Yeah, we're just
our podcast is just bad segues. That's like
it's
terrible. You don't want to segues? Yes.
The worst segues ever.
Yes,
I like. I'm a big fan of awkward segues. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
you're in the right place, gentlemen. Yeah.
Speaking of beards, Big Finish has announced that Kate Stewart and her unit team, because beards and units.
her unitard? What? What's going on?
I was going to say, wait a minute.
Is it a jumper?
No. The beard is for the unit. And her unit team will be starring in a brand new series of audio dramas.
Now, will the Cyber Brigadier Lethbridge tours?
You're going to have to listen to it, but definitely Kate Stewart's going to, the first episode's going to be about her. So, I haven't really gotten into the audio dramas for Doctor Who.
Actually, really good.
Well, I've heard they're really good, and now I'm about to have a longer commute. So
it is actually, the only way you can get to know the Eighth Doctor is through Big Finish, because he only had that horrible, horrible Fox movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, I love Eric Roberts.
Horrible, horrible Fox movie. love Paul McGann as the Doctor.
What? Is he Emma Roberts dead?
No. Yes, actually he is. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
See, you know something.
Yeah. Oh. He's also Julia.
I know
Roberts
a lot of
brother.
Things about non-geek things.
Julia Roberts' brother.
Oh yeah.
And no, the thing whenever I see Eric Roberts, and I'm just going to totally segue off of this, is he did this made for TV movie about the Vietnam Wall. And there's this one scene where he has those crooked fingers and he's like, "The names, we've got to have all the names." And that's how the wall became effective. The wall is beautiful and amazing, but the movie, that's just the only part of the movie I remember is Eric Roberts saying that, and then I see him.
The names!
We're going to have all the names.
Nominated for 2 Oscars, you know.
I know. He didn't win any, though.
Well, no. That was when he could act.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Everyone always tells me, like, the Eighth Doctor is most underrated. And I feel if everyone tells me that, he's really not. Well, like, I like the Eighth Doctor. But if I have a room full of people, like...
Who know that he was underrated, that
he's
was
not
underrated
because you all think that.
He was just...
I get so mad every time I go to a convention, like, we'll do a Doctor Who panel, and there are 17 people in the audience will stand up at some point in time and talk about how the Eighth Doctor is, underrated in the same hour. And I'm like, did you not hear that guy? Or the guy before him? Or the guy before him?
If everyone likes him, then he's not underrated.
Yeah.
By definition.
Who talks about the Third Doctor? No one ever talks about the Third Doctor. He's truly...
love John Pertwee.
He's the underrated Doctor, because you never hear that. And everyone always gives me grief because the 11th is my favorite. And I'm like, back off. Matt Smith was dreamy, and he had a chin. But I like Capaldi.
Yeah. Now, I liked Eccleston. I liked Tom Baker. And I came to love Sylvester McCoy after meeting him in person. And then I went back and watched
really?
Him. Yeah, he sat in my lap, but that's another story.
What?
Yeah.
No, that's not another story.
That's a whole story.
That was a Dragon Con thing, and he was walking around. He was semi-promoting The Hobbit. He had just flown from The Hobbit.
Oh, okay.
Which he couldn't talk about.
Which he couldn't talk about, but he was wearing the Hobbit feet that later got sold on ThinkGeek. And he was asking questions, and being as short as he is, he was walking around with the mic, and I was sitting on the end, and he was trying to get towards somebody. I was actually wearing this shirt, I think. And
I would never wash it.
I have. But he came back, and I had a question for him. He's like, I'm just going to sit here. And so he sat on my lap and asked me a question and stared down my chest. And I asked him if he thought there would ever be a female doctor. And he said no. And he got up off my lap and walked away.
I think there will be a female doctor.
Well, I think there will be a female Time Lord. Because we've already had one.
Yeah.
So,
no, I think they've discussed it. And the next doctor after, and then don't get me wrong, I don't want to get rid of Capaldi anytime soon because
no,
I love Capaldi. No. But Moffat even said, and a lot of people have said, the next doctor is going to be female, which I'm pretty pro. I mean, I think they could do it.
I'm thinking of other males becoming female.
What?
Go ahead.
Bruce
I said
Jenner?
I'd rather
they bring back Romana.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're talking about males used to be females. Let's talk to you.
No, we're going to talk about. Is there something about Thor?
Oh, yes, Thor.
I want to know. There's something we need to know.
No, she's very red. That's all you need to know because you can't see that on the podcast.
So. What segue was that going towards?
I was going towards the fact that Marvel is creating their first ever all-female Avengers team.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So we're not talking Bruce Jenner. No, and we were going to talk about the fact that Thor has been launched now as his new version. It's the female version.
Yes, which
and
is
so fantastic. I really kind of feel like that's going to be the start of bringing the A-Force together.
Which would be really interesting because I've been reading that series, the new Thor series, and I love it. I actually just picked up a... issues 4 and 5 today. I read 4 at John's house and then got halfway through 5 before we had to leave. And so far, I think it's fantastic, personally.
Good.
So I'm eager. Do you know who else is supposed to be on?
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk is definitely going to be part of it. Miss Marvel, obviously. Yeah. They are bringing a few new characters around, but definitely some female characters that maybe in the past were not as successful. Of course, Spider-Gwen may be part of it.
You know about Secret Wars? How they're going to be pulling from all the different genres and times and things like that. So the Marvel Universe will change, and then they'll get to cherry pick like all the best female characters. But
I'm looking forward to that. I've actually got it reserved on my bag list at the local comic book store. Cool. So I'm going to get first editions when they come out. Like, I'm going to have it like the day it comes out. I'm so excited. Like the second they announced it, I ran up there and said, hey, you know what's coming on? I need it.
Wednesday's great.
And, you know, you have to wonder why, because, of course, last week we also had the article about Joss Whedon said that he didn't recant his statement from this past summer.
Not at all.
He just kind of explained it better and said, maybe I came off harsh, but I still feel the same way. And that's he's kind of done with Marvel because he really feels that the film industry is really sexist. And he also said he's kind of tired of playing in other people's sandbox. He wants to go back to building his own worlds and not having to deal with the constraints of somebody else.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm ready for something new. I'd like to see him develop a new world.
But does he think Marvel is sexist or the film industry? Because he can't really get away from the film industry if he's going to...
He's frustrated with some of the constraints of not necessarily Marvel, but now who owns Marvel, maybe?
Disney hates women.
Do they? That's a bold statement. Defend it.
That was a question.
Oh.
Yes.
It went up.
I couldn't see the question mark. I'm sorry.
I love that. You can say it the exact way. Disney hates women. Disney hates women.
Disney hates
like
women.
It's just that last little
thing. Flexion.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's kind of a fine line. They brought out Frozen and they did well with it because they had these two female protagonists. Of course, the anime world has pointed out that they had a very similar movie several years ago in Japan. It's almost
but it didn't have Let It Go, so back off.
And it was in fucking Japan!
Which is good, because then John Travolta, who's going to be at the Oscars again, won't have to try to remember
Adele Dazeem.
Yeah. You know, I think it's interesting that they've got this fine line, because they've got this whole industry built around princesses. But then they're trying to have this more strong female, but it's strong within a very constrained system, and I think that's part of what Joss is not really a big fan of.
And they can't have parents.
No.
No parents.
Name me one that has parents.
Well, he's usually a dad.
That stay alive. The whole show.
What's her name? In Aladdin. Jasmine has a dad.
Well, Entangled, they had parents. We had to find them at the end.
Well.
They reunited with their parents. That was the whole
There's thing. Always the orphan story, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, speaking of Walking Dead and parents dying.
Hey, he wasn't a parent.
That should have been a Batman transition.
That should have been a Gotham transition, but that's okay. Yeah. I can't talk about The Walking Dead because nobody flipping watched The Walking Dead.
So, our news this week is that The Walking Dead did come out as a premiere, and we'll be talking about it next week once
the fifth season continued.
Yes. And
the highest rated non-event TV show ever.
I thought that was Better Call Saul.
No.
I thought Saul actually.
Well, that might have. That was after.
Has that premiered?
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Better Call Saul. It was right after.
Oh, I want to see that.
They didn't do The Talking Dead? I thought they did The Talking Dead.
They did.
They did
Walking Dead, Better Call Saul, then The Talking Dead.
Okay.
Pretty cool lineup. Man.
Better Call Saul is probably going to be better than The Walking Dead. That's right. I said it, people. Deal with it.
Better Call Saul.
Drop the mic.
You're probably right.
Okay. Yeah, I should have grabbed the mic and just dropped it. I'll be like, podcast over. Yeah. Breaking Bad, yes.
Don Darrow over. Ouch. Over and out.
I know, a major character, well, somewhat major character, died on The Walking Dead. It was like an hour long.
You know, I got to know. Whisper in my ear.
Well, no. Stop. Hold on. What's your say?
No.
Do you guys do spoiler cast? Or, like, do you guys...
I would totally just tell whoever... I don't mind saying.
I will say I have a rule. If you're going to spoil something, you have to yell spoilers,
so I can do this if I don't want to hear it.
Sometimes we don't realize we've spoiled it. So
yeah, I'm big. I hate
screw
spoilers.
It. Tyrese died.
What?
Oh,
Tyrese had to keep their quota of black men.
I think I just said yell spoilers first.
They just killed a black guy, though.
And I just told you that the Saint your
I know. I've got a segue. All right, I've got a segue.
We can't talk over each other, because when I hear these podcasts back, we don't sound good.
So speaking of black guys that they're not going to kill off, just announced the new Star Wars movie. Lando is going to be in it. Billy Dee Williams, Cult 45 man. He's coming. He's going to be in it.
Is he really?
Didn't think he was going to be in it, and he's just... He's going to be in it.
Okay.
It was going to be like Dancing with the Stars, though, where he's in it for like one episode and then says, screw this.
Well, he's silly. He's 77, so this is probably his one shot.
He doesn't look that old.
He doesn't, but he's been around a long time.
Ford.
Yeah, he's
close. Probably about the same age, yeah. He looks it, too.
But he's also married to Calista Flockhart and has an earring in his ear.
I never get over that whenever I see a picture of that.
I'm going to go ahead and spoil Star Wars for everyone. Luke Skywalker's dad was Darth Vader.
Son of a bitch! Mind blown!
Throwing it out there. Darth Vader's Luke Skywalker's dad.
Spoilers.
Yep, she spoiled it, so I spoiled Star Wars for everyone.
Another quick Star Wars thing, though. Disney is going to do a Star Wars cruise. So you can go on those horrible Disney cruises, but it's going to be all Star Wars characters. So it'll be like Darth Vader. Imagine a guy trapped in a sweaty suit when you would see for a week or two. As you're in Jamaica, you got Darth Vader.
I will say,
he's going to smell so bad.
I will defend Disney buying Star Wars and buying like Marvel and all that. They have done great work with those
things. I mean, that's one thing. You can bash Disney all you want. But
it's
fun. But whenever they decide to do something, they do it well.
Yeah.
I mean,
like I wasn't thrilled about a Star Wars the finishing the seasons until I heard Disney bought out Star Wars, because I was like, if you look at what Disney did with Marvel, and they integrated into all their stuff, so now we have like just wieners all over my thing. I even wrote the word penis. Back to what I was saying.
That's a visual, but
I know. Well, this is going home and hanging on my wall.
Oh,
and I have to have at least 16 penises on it.
16.
So it goes with the theme of my wall.
I thought 13.
Is it peni when it gets to be
math? Is fun.
15
is
at 13. I think it's a peni.
Yeah.
Okay, at 13. Okay, it'll be 13 penises. I only got two with the word penis. But when Disney, I know I'm talking about penises and going back to Disney.
Speaking of big cocks, Disney bought a bunch of this.
I think they do a great job with what they are giving, what they buy. And when they bought Marvel, everyone was uproar about it. But no one's saying anything now that we have all these awesome movies and, all our favorite characters done well.
Yeah.
And done justice. And everyone's like, well, they bought Star Wars. They're going to ruin it. I'm like, no. they're not in the business of ruining things.
They're in the business of making it awesome so they can make more money.
Yeah. They're a business.
I think JJ Abrams will do a great job. Yeah.
Well, here's another crazy segue. So, you know, Spider-Man is now going to be in the Marvel Universe, which Disney owns. Yeah. There's a segue. But guess how much Disney is going to get from that deal?
$0.
Exactly. Yeah. They're not getting anything. They just said, let Spider-Man appear in these fucking movies so we can have this universe. And mm-hmm. Sony's like, sure. And then it's basically they get free promotion.
Yeah.
Because Marvel Cinematic Universe is making all the money off the Avengers and all that. They're making a lot more than the Spider-Man films.
Yeah. Well,
it's awesome. It's just like, let's just get this done.
I didn't know they were doing it for zero dollars.
About any money they make off of him.
Yeah.
Nothing. They don't get anything.
That's awesome.
And then Sony gets to keep their money for the solo Spidey film. So it's like, Disney is really like, we just want him in the universe.
Yeah.
That's a cool movie. I mean for a company, like you were just saying, to your point. Yeah. They're trying
to make money, and you don't make money by crapping on our childhood.
Yeah.
They know this, because here's the thing. Kids will,
George Lucas did. And boy, did it not go over well.
Well, here's the thing. I will defend George Lucas, too.
John has a terrible habit of defending people who should not be defended.
here's my defending George Lucas. When he went back and changed it and didn't want to see anything, he wanted to remake it and didn't want the originals out there. Of course, you know, Disney is releasing the unaltered original cut. I know why George Lucas didn't want that out there. I'm a filmmaker. I know what it's like. Yeah. Even though we love it and it's our film, he has to look at every mistake he's ever made.
There's big boxes around all of the TIE fighters.
Yeah. He looks at that and goes, I just don't want to think about all the mistakes. He doesn't see the film we see. In fact, he said he's excited about seeing the Star Wars, the new Star Wars, because it's the first time he's ever going to see Star Wars.
Yeah.
My first film was absolute crap. Mm-hmm. Do you know where the original copy of that film is?
Why did you call it that?
Actually, that's how we advertise for it. I've sold so many copies of that film by going, you're buying absolute crap. Congratulations. And then people will still spend money on it, because if you tell them what they're getting, they'll still buy it. But the original version of that is buried in a hard drive that has been burned, because it was that much worse. And I don't want the world to see all my mistakes, even if people watched it and they liked it. Like The Dark One, our first web series, season one, the first version was absolutely
tough. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. The remake of it was much better. But against my own personal feelings, I kept the original and put it on there. Mm. I didn't want to. Sean told me not to Lucas it up. That was his exact words. Don't Lucas it up. Keep the original on there. But I see where he comes. I didn't want it seen because it's rough.
Yeah. And I get him on that score. I think he fluffed it too much.
Yeah.
He did unnecessary bits and pieces. I'm talking about the prequels.
Oh, that's absolute garbage. That never happened. That never happened.
Talking about, yeah, I mean, fluffing the original trilogy, I can see that.
Yeah.
But, you know, he did too much, you know, people walking across the screen all the time.
Speaking of not seeing anything, the new Daredevil trailer just came out on Netflix.
That was a good segue.
That was all right.
Hey, you know what?
Matt Murdock.
We ain't got time for that shit. You gotta make it rough. You should have said, speaking of people not seeing things, let's go to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Superpower.
I do enough of that, so I'm
really gonna roll. Okay, so speak about Daredevil trailer.
What do you guys think?
Interesting enough to watch the first episode.
No idea what was going on in the trailer.
Yeah.
It was too noisy. It was too noisy like as volume.
The only thing
it was
I
too
got
busy.
There was, forgive me, Father, for what I'm about to do.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean
that's,
you get that the Daredevil's matter. Catholic.
Yeah, really. Really, that's about it.
Spoiler alert.
He's not a Jew this time, guy. No.
You want a fun fact about Daredevil? The accident that made him Daredevil is the same accident for the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I told you that.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to people out in the podcast.
You were looking at me. I'm like,
I just like looking at your beard.
Oh, okay.
Stop playing
makes
with
sense.
It.
No one can see you looking at a beard. Speaking of beards, Gotham is going on now.
So going back to Daredevil, did somebody actually tell him he was wearing a hideous yellow costume and that's why he switched? I mean, because that first original Daredevil costume was just hideous.
He was blind. Who cared? He was blind. They need to see him coming.
He could be walking down the street in a flamingo outfit.
Yeah.
No.
They told him it was red at the time. And then he got about halfway.
And they're looking very yellow. Did someone tell him? It's just, Could you just switch the colors?
Well, the thing is, like, he's a nighttime guy because he wants to blend in with the shadows, and it's like you're wearing the bright yellow fucking urine costume that stands out. It's like, I mean, you get killed in the wild if you're a bright color. There's a reason, you know, animals are certain colors, and it's like, that's why the albino is like the death sentence for an animal. It's like, because
when you're blind, man, everything is a dark shade of dark.
That's right.
Speaking of bright yellow, Minions 2 has an official trailer.
See, that's also a very good segue. Stop doing this, people. I love the awkward segues, and you're like, we make them all the time, and we've had two really good segues.
I'm trying to think if I've seen that one.
It's cute. They're going to a sci-fi con, and they're trying to get picked up on the road, and this lady...
Wait, has the first movie even come out yet?
Minions? No, this is the second official trailer now.
Minions 2 official trailer.
We landed the target at the wrong time. We missed the first Minions movie.
No!
It's okay, we can go back. Yes. Marty, we gotta go back.
Speaking of things coming back, Mel Brooks announced that he would love to do a Spaceballs sequel.
It won't be the same because Rick Moranis won't be there.
And John Candy.
And John Candy.
Yeah.
And Joan Rivers is gone.
They're not gonna have John Candy in it. Forget it. I mean, there's no way I'm going to see this thing.
They can't have John Candy in it.
Sure they can.
They could CGI that.
Oh, no.
They could pull Lucas, man.
No.
A special edition.
Okay, all right. Let me throw this out right now. As a guy who does post.
Yeah, not a good idea.
When a filmmaker says, you can fix it in post, I just want to stab him in the face over and over again. Because in our company, I am the effects guy. And when they're like, oh, we can just do this in post. I just want to... You see how mad I get. I get mad.
That's going to cost money, too.
Just so you know, for the people on air that don't have eyes like Daredevil, he made a stabbing motion with his pen.
I did say I was going to stab in the face.
Yeah, but there's more emphasis when you're actually stabbing in the face.
But I just hope he doesn't do it.
I really don't think...
But don't you think, like, even if it's not as good as the original, even if it doesn't... have all of the original people, like, don't you want more of the world you love?
No. I can go.
Not with that.
I would take 50,000 more Harry Potter movies, even if it was like...
But here's the thing.
It's a little different, though.
It's a little different because there's not much time passed.
It's like taking back an old boyfriend that you know it's just not going to work with. The sex is good the first time, and then after that,
Yeah, you don't want to ruin what the memories that we have of it. That's why, like, when remakes get made, people are not happy. Like, the new Ghostbusters film.
Yes, I was going to bring that up. We talked about that a little bit last week, going to an all-girl cast.
Outraged by that. And not because I don't think girls can be Ghostbusters.
It's not within the universe. It's not if they're restarting the whole universe. Yeah,
here's the thing is, I'm against it because... And it's not even that I think girls can't be Ghostbusters. I think they'd make great Ghostbusters. The four characters that I fell in love with were the characters that I fell in love with, and you're going to change them, you're going to taint them. Make new, completely new. Don't
use the names, just
yeah, don't
new characters.
I mean, at that point, it just seems like they're just trying to make money off of it.
Yeah, they're doing it to make money, and then they're doing it to be like, ha-ha, we have female Ghostbusters. And I'm like...
Which I think, honestly, is another way they're trying to make money out of it. They're turning that into a gimmick. If you're going to do something with an all-female cast, fantastic, but don't do it in the way that they're doing it.
Yeah, don't take the characters that I loved and change them. Because here's the thing, you can't make a Wonder Woman movie, and the Wonder Woman be a man, Wonder Man. You're going to go, that's crap. That's absolutely crap. Because Wonder Woman is a woman. You can change many things about a character. Yeah, it's in the name.
Although there is a Wonder Man in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, you know what? We don't want any of that.
Speaking of Sigourney Weaver and movies.
Ghostbusters?
There's a new trailer out. Very excited about this. We're actually going to get advanced screening passes for it in the upcoming week, so you'll have to listen for it.
Yeah.
But there's a new trailer out called Chappie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's going to be very good. It's by the same people who did District 9.
Mm-hmm.
Sigourney Weaver's in it. Hugh Jackman's in it. Some other people. We will put the trailer up on the website. Mm-hmm. So you'll have a link along with some of these other trailers we talked about. But very excited about this. We saw that the other day.
That's what
Star Lord and I did. Yeah.
I've been watching everything that's coming out of Chappie because, one, I'm a huge fan. And I know District 9 got a lot of like flat people are like, I don't like that movie.
But then they went back and watched it.
District 9 was a brilliantly done film because it was both a sci-fi film and commentary.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how he does that. I love how they you can have this whole story and there's this whole underlining plot of just like social commentary and just mix it in there without making an artsy-fartsy piece of crap that your average person would hate to watch.
Yeah.
And I think Chappie is both going to be, I'm excited for it. It's one of the few films that I'm truly excited about.
He's going to be a robot, but with some artificial intelligence AI. And
Johnny Five Alive remix. It's a short circuit remix. It's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. But mix it with the same kind of information that you had with District 9. Mm-hmm. You know, and a little bit of what's the movie that Hugh. Was it Hugh Jackman the one that did the...
Yeah, the
Real Steel.
Yeah, the Rock'em Sock'em
Robots movie.
Which was a fun movie. I saw that thing on cable. I was like, that would be kidding me.
I mean,
I wouldn't pay for it, but it was great on Netflix.
I would watch
it. But it was Rock'em Sock'em Robots. They can call it whatever they want, but that's what it was.
Well, they made a Battleship. They literally did make a movie about Battleship.
Let's not bring up the bad movies around Chappie. We're very excited about Chappie.
Yeah, I'm very excited
about the possibility of handing out some advanced screening passes, so make sure you check the Charlotte Geeks website for that.
I will. I don't like going to advanced screenings because it has a bunch of people, and we all know me and a crowd of people is a horrible, horrible thing. Because
we've been really honored to see some really good advanced screenings. We loved Kingsman. I didn't get to see Seventh Son. You said it was
It was meh. It was very middle of the road.
I almost went to that the screening.
Jupiter Ascending
was packed.
Yeah, that's another reason I don't like going.
We did not get to go, but we heard that people who did go got turned. You know, it was standing room only. They had to turn people away. So, you know, people were very interested, invested in it. So, I'm eager to see it. You know, after we get past the Oscar movie,
Seventh Son, we ended up having to sit in the first row.
Oh,
I hate 3D. It was like,
oh my god!
Last time I had to do that was Pi. Life of Pi?
Oh, Life of Pi.
I was like, the movie Pi?
Oh my god.
I would love to go see Pi in the theater. Yeah.
It's like seeing a Eraserhead on the front row.
Yeah.
I had Life of Pi with the water scenes and everything in 3D in the front row on a first date.
The tiger.
We had to sit up front because the guy didn't wear his glasses because he didn't want me to see him with his glasses. So instead I had to see this movie like with my head.
I wonder why it didn't work out.
Back. Well, that and I don't know. It was just bad. Speaking about not working out,
Superman's new superpower is super flare.
Yeah, what is that?
Is that like something on his costume?
You know, when I was
the costume's different too.
Super flare.
Hey, exactly. You're wearing Charlie's right now. Or
he has 15 pieces of flare.
Well, let's just be for real. Henry Cavill will make anything look sexy.
Yeah, but here's my problem. When I was reading super flare, it comes out of his hands. To me, it's like a mini Iron Man thing. Like, Iron Man got to do the cool thing with the things with his hands, so let's make Superman.
It's in the comics, too. It's not, apparently, at this point, not going to be in the movie.
Different
but
from his heat vision and his freeze ray?
Well, here's my thing. It's kind of like a ripoff of Johnny Storm, the Human Torch. He would have the supernova flame that could, like, wipe out a city. Like, and then he's spent, and it looks like the same type of thing. Like, Superman, stores up the sun, and then he releases it, and then he'll be weak.
Can they, like, stop trying to give him new powers? At what point is it too much?
You know what was the craziest thing? The Superman 2 movie, when he's against the Kryptonians in his Fortress of Solitude, he throws his shield, and has this big plastic thing that goes on nods, and like, I'm scared! He's like, what the fuck is that? And then he's like creating duplicates of himself, and the Kryptonian guys are becoming invisible, and it's like, what is this shit?
Did you read the source material at all, guys?
Hey,
come on.
I'm going to go ahead and say this right now, and this is my official standing, and I'm sorry, Santiago, because if he ever listens to this, he's going to be mad at me. Superman is just the worst. I hate Superman. Are we going to start by here?
You got Tiffany mad.
He doesn't hate Henry Cavill.
Not any actor, just the character Superman. Okay. Is this the worst Superman?
That was almost a super flare right here, my friend.
I know. Yeah. I was like, Tiffany's getting mad about Superman. She's a little geekier than she lets on, but
if you're gonna take me out of the parking lot and stab me or something like that, you know, we'll go easy. But Superman is just the worst.
Just stay away from my car, please.
Yeah.
It's crappy.
If you got a key to a car, you can key my car tonight because I rode with him. But yeah, I think Superman is just the dumbest superhero in the world because he's got all his superpowers, his bullet, and the only way to kill him is with...
I like that.
Yeah, the only way to kill him is pieces of his home world that just seem to rain down on this planet like... like it was the moon that blew up. Like Krypton was like 10 feet away from the planet, and it's like, oh, the planet blew up. Because it's apparently raining down, everything lands on Earth.
You can literally go in your backyard and just pick up the stuff.
But other than that, he's invincible. Right. And I was like, this is the dumbest character in the history of characters. He's pure. He's right. I like Batman. Batman's, I think, the only DC character I'm a Marvel kid. But I like Batman because he's grayish. You know,
Have you seen that meme that's come around? It's like there's 4,000 billionaires in the world, and not one of them has become Batman.
Yeah.
That we know about.
Yeah, they don't know that, man, because there could be a Batman out there who's working under the radar.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not
but look at most of those guys. Those guys are not going to be. Yeah. Even if you put an Ector suit on, they're not going to be Batman.
Bill Gates? I can see Bill Gates being Batman.
Who's the guy that went up in the hot air balloon, the millionaire?
Oh, God.
Richard Branson
would be most likely.
Richard Branson, most likely Batman.
He's a little out there too, in a good way. Yeah. So yeah,
I'm pretty sure he has a bat cave.
He'd be eccentric too.
I kind of hope he does. Right. Honestly,
you know who I wish had a bat cave? Kanye West.
Oh my God!
And I wish he would stay in.
Do we? Yeah.
You guys talk about what he did to Beth.
Is it just me, or is there like a slight possibility that he is in love with Beyonce? Because this is the second time he's pulled the stunt for Beyonce.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care what everybody says. Beyonce's music video was the best in the world. And now he's sitting there saying Beyonce should have won the album of the year. Dude, okay, first of all, she can fight her own battles.
Yeah.
Second of all, you're sitting there talking about disrespect, everybody disrespecting the music industry. What are you doing right now? Beck is an artist. She's been an artist for years.
Here's my thought on this.
Yeah.
Kanye West is actually the greatest prankster in the history of he's not a music artist. He is just pranked. His way in.
He's a
and then one day he's gonna be like, "Nah, just screwing the audio and just walk away."
I think he's a giant troll.
Yeah, he's a giant troll that is the most clever, brilliant troll ever. And one day it's gonna be this big thing. We're all like, "God, I hate Kanye." He's gonna be like, "Nah, my name's Phil. I just screwed with you guys. I'm out."
I would just like him to tell us that he didn't really name his kid Northwest.
Oh my God, yeah, that. What?
I don't know.
Does he hate his child? Or
I know, seriously.
Biggest troll in the world, I'm telling you. One day he's going
to... The interesting thing is that there's been a meme that's gone around about the fact that, Beck wrote all of his own songs. Beyonce took 22 people to write the songs on her album. Beck played 15 instruments on his album. She played zero,
Yeah.
And it's it's no bashing of her.
Yeah.
But it's just like, he might have come out from nowhere and people might not have expected it, but it's not like he's Justin Bieber winning over Beyonce.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't a true artist. He's been around for a while.
Apples and oranges completely.
He's an actual artist.
Yeah.
And again, no offense to Beyonce, but. When you go to that length to create the album.
Rather than focusing on Kanye, and I'm sorry I brought it up.
Let's focus on the Poltergeist trailer.
Oh, woo! Okay. Yeah, I wasn't going to go there, but okay.
I did.
Yeah. Right.
He went there, and I've got something to say right now about it.
Do it.
Okay.
I'm mad.
Why? I know. I was like, why are you doing this?
No. I would be fine with them remaking. It's one of my favorite films. And I'll still always have my film. But Maddie... Not Carol Ann, Maddie. You're gonna remake a movie where the most favorite line is Carol Ann.
Yeah,
you gonna change the character name? And then,
maybe it's to honor the little girl who died.
But her name wasn't Carol Ann.
Yeah,
I know. But
and her name wasn't Maddie.
Her name wasn't Carol Ann.
Oh, I thought that was it. I thought it was Maddie. I was like,
no.
Honor her how?
Yeah. When you're gonna honor, name her after. That. If you're going to remake a film that she made famous, don't kill her character off. Like, give it something new. And don't take away the big lady who's the psychic and replace it with Moriarty from, Sherlock.
Well, the other lady died, didn't she?
Yeah, maybe
well,
Zelda Rubinstein. Like
she died.
Zelda Rubinstein.
Yeah, Zelda's dead. She died.
Wow, she was the light.
That's pretty good.
That might be really good.
Sorry, Gary.
You're in.
We could get Gary to play that. I'm not getting so close. No, I don't know. It looks like it might be good, but I've got Swedish Fish in my mouth. Why did you switch to it now when I'm like eating candy?
It sticks to your teeth, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's all over my teeth.
So speaking of origins that have gotten played with.
I'm still angry about Poltergeist.
You've got Swedish Fish in your mouth. So
well, we're going back to it. I don't go back. Okay.
Come back. Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch Avengers. They're going to be part of the Avengers 2 movie. In an awkwardly titled prelude comic called Avengers, Age of Ultron Prelude, we're going to learn that it was not any of the origins that have been written about before. It's going to be part of the Baron von Strucker using Loki's staff, which was done earlier on in one of the previous movies. And that's how Pietro and Wanda's origin is going to start.
So I'm a little bit confused on this because I haven't heard this. Are they not the real Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch? I mean, what exactly is the
deal? Is Marvel, because Fox owns the part of the rights, they can't do the mutant thing.
Yeah.
So they were going to do the Inhuman thing because basically in the comics they're saying fuck you to Fox. They're canceling the Fantastic Four series just to mess up with the film with. And talk about bad trailers. I mean,
yeah.
That's a wise move on Marvel's part to distance themselves, but they're also like totally redoing a lot of the mutants and say no, they're actually Inhumans, so that can feed into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is introducing Inhumans and things like that. So it's really you're kind of rewriting everything. But the Scepter, I think, is a little bit, but the costume for Quicksilver just is horrible compared to what we saw.
It looks like one of these copper body suits that are all the rage with athletes right now. That's all it looks like.
And Quicksilver's just done so well, and
they did not do him solid, but
we don't know if that's going to be his permanent costume. Like I said, if this is like their first introduction, we don't.
Somebody's going to have to go and post and recolor that bad boy. But you did bring up Inhumans and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is coming back March 3rd, so just a couple more weeks.
Another show I need to start watching.
I would tell you have to stick it out past the first 6 episodes, and then after that, it really picks up speed.
I haven't watched Gotham. I haven't watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I like to binge watch shows on Netflix and stuff like that. Yeah. So that way,
if you binge watch it, it's not going to be so bad. But they do a lot of groundwork in 1 through 6, and then 7, it makes a twist and it really picks up. And the last episode of season 1 hooks you for season 2.
See, that's one thing that I haven't watched, but my wife has. Okay. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I think it's out on DVD now.
What?
Well, and that's what I'm going to pick up next because we watch DVD seasons.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Agent Shield, you haven't watched it?
No.
Neither have I. Why don't we start doing that on our Sundays until who comes back?
We can do that.
Because I haven't started watching it yet.
All right, could you not make your plan?
You know what? Our plans are freaking awesome, and the world needs to know about our Sundays.
When is tea time? When is tea time? I'm going to update my schedule.
Luke Mitchell, who has mostly done work in Australia, he's going to be joining the cast sometime, and he's going to be an Inhuman, and he's going to go by the name of Lincoln to start. So,
okay.
But definitely, no, it's definitely worth it, and I will say this, the thing I love about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's kind of like what I wish Doctor Who would figure out a way to do, if Doctor Who had movies in a series, because you can kind of mainline off of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., in between the movies, and they're doing a lot of good crossovers. So they did an interesting one with Thor. I really think the one that they did with Captain America was amazing. And And of course, Agent Carter.
That's been fantastic.
It's been fantastic. I would definitely watch that.
The main actors come on Agent, like for Thor. Is it that guy?
No, Thor doesn't come on.
See the Avengers and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You don't see.
But Samuel Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson came on, and of course Coulson's on, and.
Didn't Coulson die in the Avengers movie?
That's one thing that
I'm sorry, that's level 8.
Do not spoil it. We haven't started watching it yet, so
for the Avengers movie, I've never seen
it.
But don't tell us how. He's in the pictures.
We know he's there. Don't tell me how.
Tahiti.
Okay.
Tahiti is a wonderful place.
It's a magical place.
It's a magical place.
All right.
So, but you know, in other movies, TV shows that you could watch is Gotham. They are enlisting Milo Ventimiglia.
Say that. Ventimiglia.
Okay.
Ventimiglia.
He's going to have a recurring arc as a new Batman canon somebody totally new to the Batman canon, and he's going to be known as the Ogre. So kind of like
Ventimiglia or Ventimiglia?
I don't know.
Ventimiglia, I think.
Ventimiglia.
Okay.
Either way, it sounds like something you need a drug to clear up.
And maybe you do need a drug called Venom. No, wait, that's Marvel. That's Marvel.
Oh, no. Oh,
no, wait, hold on. No, Venom is actually what Bane gets his strength, huh?
Yeah, okay.
He mainlines the Venom. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
So did I do good?
Lucky, you did good.
Lucky save.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I know this is on the list. Have you guys talked about Jurassic Park yet?
No.
We did.
The trailer.
Jurassic World.
Yeah, have you seen the new one for the Super Bowl? Have y'all talked about that?
Yeah.
Chris Pratt talking to Velociraptors.
Yeah, that was great training them.
I'm so excited about the movie.
We talked Super Bowl commercials last week.
But we didn't talk. I did not put the Jurassic Park trailer on our website. I will.
That Jurassic World.
Yeah. I am so excited. Here's the thing: is I am both excited and scared about that movie because I'm so excited, and if it blows, I just may never see another new movie ever in the history of movies.
I don't think it'll blow. My problem is I'm sure the special effects will look much better in the film, but in the
they're rushing to get it out. No, wrong.
The previews I've seen, the special effects, the dinosaurs themselves look worse than they did in Jurassic Park.
Well, it's because they're doing CG, and like I said, they've already come back and said a lot of these things are going to be practical.
Okay, put the toy away.
A lot of the effects, a lot of things like the doors and all that, they're going to be practical effects. They just didn't have the stuff filmed for the trailer. And they're trying to get the trailer out and get everyone excited about it, which I'm okay with, because we do that too.
Yeah.
We filmed a teaser trailer for Doctor Who, Lucky 13, before we ever wrote anything, because we're slackers. Well, half of us are slackers. I did the trailer and stuff like that.
Did you do the Doctor Who Lucky 13 trailer?
I did all the special effects in there.
Can you email it to us? Because we were trying to find it to put it on the website.
Be cool. You guys couldn't find it?
No.
Well, I'm really bad at promoting.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. So speaking of good promotions and Chris Pratt, so if you may have heard, they did a Twitter Bowl bet.
Yeah.
And they followed up on it, and both Chris Pratt and Chris Evans went to Boston after the Super Bowl and appeared at one of the charities. Chris Pratt put on his Star Lord. The other dude is whatever. He put on his Star Lord outfit and went to the hospital, and the kids went crazy. So very cool, much nicer than some of the other people out there in the news. So yay! Speaking of other things in the news that I could do without, 50 Shades of Grey is coming out this weekend. I much preferred the 50 Shades of Bricks Lego trailer that's out, and I will be posting that on the website.
I haven't seen that.
Because
I haven't either.
50 Shades of Grey, they take the audio from 50 Shades of Grey, and they do it all with Legos.
Oh, that sounds
fantastic.
What's really fantastic is that Doctor Who Legos have been announced. So,
That's going to be pretty cool. I wonder how they're going to do the TARDIS and make it bigger on the inside.
I don't know. You have to check out our bathroom before you leave. So.
Is it really big on the inside?
It is.
Especially when you flush.
Well, I know where I'm pooping tonight.
And I'll be leaving before
that. Let him out!
We all need to be in there for my pooping in the bathroom.
No, we really don't.
Mercy flush, activate!
Speaking of
shit that's dying... Mobius died. I don't know if you know who he is. He's a great artist, creator.
Oh my god.
He died. He was 73, unfortunately.
Mobius.
Anyway, but
he's also 70.
Yeah.
I was like, I think he was that old.
But you know, we owe things like Alien and Tron and holy shit. Yeah, the Abyss, Masters of the Universe, even weird. The Fifth Element, Willow. Holy shit. You know,
The only time I've ever taken a day off from editing was the day he died, and I was like, I'm not going to do any. There should be no computer graphics done or any special effects work done on that day. And that was the first day off I took from like editing anything. The day he died, and I was just like,
wow.
And he even did this weird little comic of the Silver Surfer with Stan Lee, the Parable. Yeah, Parable. And I mean, it was just, oh my god, to have those two people together was just like magic. It was, but so we'll miss you, Mobius. For sure.
Other people we'll be missing is Jon Stewart. He announced this week that he's going to be leaving The Daily Show.
17 years. If you haven't watched the little 3-minute video about him announcing it, he announced that he'd been with The Daily Show for 17 years, which was 16 years and 5 months longer than any other job he'd ever held. So he very felt true. Like it, and it's not over yet. It's not like it's going to be tomorrow.
I think they said his contract ends in September.
Right. So. And then he said they're still not sure if it's going to be September or December or next July.
I mean, it may be a little selfish of me, but I think that he should at least hold on through the elections of 2016.
Because there'll always be something else. And he's been doing it for so long, and, Craig Kilborn's got to be kicking his own ass for giving that job out.
Although it was a completely different show.
Yeah.
When he took it over, it just became...
Here's the thing, there'll always be something else, and if he's ready to go...
And that's why I said it's selfish of me to say that. I mean, he's probably ready.
And, Stephen Colbert retired, now Jon Stewart's retiring... you think maybe they're doing it so they're going to run for president, and they're just staggering it so we don't see it coming.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I'd vote for him.
I would vote for him, too.
I mean, honestly, he's actually got a brain in his head, which is something that we haven't had in a president in
decades. Well, it's
got
to be better than Al Franken and Jesse Ventura. So
okay, I don't even know, Al Franken possibly, but Ventura, come on.
I know, but he got elected. So, we're coming down to pretty much the end of our stuff we don't really need to talk about. Cumberbatch was replaced by Charlie Hunan on Lost City of Z. I was really excited until I realized that Z doesn't stand for zombie. So we can go off of that. If you want to hear something weird this week, and I will link it on the website, The grandkids of the Von Trapps have come out with they're a musical group out of Portland, Oregon. They're called the Von Trapps. And they're releasing a single, and it'll be up on the website. Kind of the 70s came back again with a little electro funk. It's kind of like Ace of Base or ABBA had children in Portland, Oregon.
They're not doing like Ace the Sound of Music.
I was really hoping they would go like hardcore rap with it and call it like Izzle My Dizzle.
No.
Izzle My Dizzle.
Yeah.
Anal Vizzle.
Yeah, Anal Vizzle.
It's three girls and a boy. The boy does have like that high.
I saw that video.
That's on every site.
I did finish the book Insurgent by Veronica Roth, one of the six that we announced that you should probably read this year if you haven't. It was good. I've had some people tell me it wasn't that great, and I didn't mind that. I started Allegiant, and I got to tell you, and Starnes Lord here can attest to it, I devoured Divergent and Insurgent. I got through them in about a day.
Oh, yeah.
Allegiant, I'm still on chapter two because you know why? You're going to appreciate this, Carol.
Why?
So
it's in Latin.
Did you pick up the Latin copy?
Tiffany, you're here.
This is her show. This is her show. This is her episode.
Oh, my God. So in Insurgent and Divergent, it's all in the first person. Mm. And in Allegiant, all of a sudden, chapter Chapter dos. Starts, and it's in somebody else's voice. And that just threw me.
Oh, they're going to say it was like Bob Dole.
No.
Bob Dole says Allegiant is paramount.
It switches from the main character to another one of the characters who's been on all three books. But I'm so used to this one first person voice. It's just really killing me. So I will power through and I will read it and finish it and let you guys know.
Thanks for making the sacrifice.
But I will tell you that was kind of hard. That was really kind of tough. So...
what about our big winners?
So we had people go on the website and tell us whether or not they thought there should be a London's version of Shock Treatment, just like they've been doing with Rocky Horror. And we had mixed results. Most people were positive. Some people didn't realize that Shock Treatment was a movie that was already out. they're like, yes, they should make a sequel. I was like, no, they already made it. Now they're just talking about whether or not they're going to make a live version of it. But Mike Tuohy won two passes.
Hey, congratulations.
So congratulations to him. And thanks to John and Garrett for picking his name out of the proverbial hat. So I'll definitely do that.
Play along.
Well, no, I asked you to pick a number.
Okay,
we did do that. I didn't read it. Yeah.
They're looking around for a hat. Garrett's taking his hat off his head. Like, what's going on?
Is there something in there?
Holy crap, he got like 4 minutes.
Oh, no.
I walked right into that.
That's a magnificent beard. Leave him alone.
So, you know, you guys, this movie is called Lucky 13.
Yes, go to the website, Facebook.com.
Wait, we're not done.
Okay, yeah, we're not done yet. All right.
Don't start doing your
save the plug-in. Save the plug-in.
This Friday is Friday the 13th.
Yes.
And, of course, the Geek Gala in October is about monsters this year. So we are doing our kickoff of ticket sales this Friday. And if you want to get a discount on your ticket...
Yes.
They'll be going on sale for $25, but if you want to get it knocked down just a little bit,
yeah,
you want to use the code 13FRI. That's 13FRI. Use that on Friday. It'll be good for the weekend of Friday, the 13th through Sunday.
Okay.
But if you use that, you'll get to come see the Geek Gala. That includes a free t-shirt.
Whoa.
T-shirts are cool. Yeah, so are cool. Make sure you check that out. And then for our contest this week... John and Garrett brought us a lovely prize pack. Tell us what's in the prize pack.
We've got like literally all the merchandise we sell. It comes with two t-shirts, a Reaver for Life t-shirt, a Don't Make Me Witch Slap You t-shirt.
And it's in a Don't Make Me Witch Slap You bag.
Yeah, we have the bag, Don't Make Me Witch Slap You bag, which is from our popular web series, The Dark One. We have all three of our DVDs, The Mill, The Dark One Season 1 and 2. And they're all in there. It's a whole pack. Mm-hmm. Pretty much everything we sell. And, we're just
and
giving
how
away.
Do they win them? What do they have to do? Go on our...
Back massages. No, I'm just kidding.
go on Facebook or email us and tell us what.
Gosh. I've been thinking about it all night long, but then I got outraged by things.
So wiped straight out?
Swedish fish.
Yeah, Swedish fish really...
Swedish fish.
I was mad about Swedish fish stuck in teeth. Ooh. What should we do? It's going to be Doctor Who themed. Let's see. Why don't they...
Talk about favorite companion?
No, because that's always... Let's do something new.
Selecting a monster for one of the episodes, because we haven't picked out the adversaries for all of them.
That's a great idea.
Oh, great. Yeah, a monster. Yeah.
Suggest a new Doctor Who monster for an upcoming series of the Lucky 13 fandom.
Yeah, and it can't be Daleks or Cybermen. We're already going to use those.
Yeah,
they're in the trailer.
Come up with a brand new one. It doesn't have to be necessarily be a name, but maybe what their distinctive power
that's
might
be. That's brilliant. Yes, that's going to save us so much work.
Okay.
Yes, write the series for us. If you could do that, we'd just be thankful.
Pre-production done.
Yeah.
But no, pick a new bad guy to appear on an upcoming, maybe possible episode of the Lucky 13 fandom series.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, I will tell you this right now, the winner, if you let us pick the winner, man, we'll put it in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
sounds
so
good.
You get the win prizes and your bad guy will become a bad guy.
And
unless it's offensive.
Yeah.
Well, then they won't be the winner, I would hope.
No. Well, I do want to announce the winner of the caption contest that I have yet to do because I've been busy. Yeah. We did a caption contest for one of the screen caps.
Yeah.
And our favorite one, let me look it up real quick. Tell what you're going to say. I'm going to look up the name. I have one picked out on my phone. I just can't remember it on top of my head.
Garrett, okay. Garrett, plug where we can find your shit.
Yeah, tell them everything.
Where can we find everything with the 13th floor and...
You can go to 13floor.ca. Now, I have to plug it. You look up on the phone.
Tiffany, how are you doing this week?
Tiffany, tell them about our stuff.
Tiffany, anything that you've watched
maybe
this week
out of
that
we've heard.
Okay.
Or a Tuesday, some random Tuesday.
I am catching up on House of Cards in anticipation of the new season in a couple weeks.
Great. We'll look forward to hearing more about that next week when Graham Odom is going to be on our cast.
Very exciting.
Our podcast.
So. All right. Here we go.
From Robot Johnson, right?
Yes. And he's just had twins. He'll be able to tell us a little bit about fatherhood. Maybe.
How exciting.
Yes.
Or was that one? Tell us about the stains
on
the shirt from his twins.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
And,
yeah. Be awesome.
We found it.
Great.
Fantastic.
No, our favorite one was, I told you, my TARDIS, my rules, and that means no pants. And the winner was Harley Outlaw. We've met her at, she was at ValhallaCon. I've seen her at MorrowCon and RoundCon.
Cool.
It was our favorite. We picked it. Everyone did great. We loved everyone's responses. It was actually... That's why we're late picking it. because we sat through and just like, oh, I like this one, but I like this one, but I like this one.
Yeah.
So and that was the caption contest, and we'll you can post a link of that on the Guardians of the Geekery page.
Okay. I will. And actually, I'll send it to you, so I don't have to do anything. I don't want to do any of that crap. I'll just send it to you.
And for next week, it'll be the Doctor Who baddie. And you get that into us by next Wednesday, the 18th, by 6 p.m. And we will be choosing the winner then. You'll have to be in contact next Wednesday.
Okay, certainly. Right. And you can find all our stuff at facebook.com, either 13th Floor EFX, 13THFLOOREFX, not FX, EFX. Or facebook.com/ Doctor Who Lucky 13. We also have a Twitter, which is at Doctor Who Lucky 13, I do believe.
Okay.
I don't know.
We will post all of that.
Oh, yeah, we'll post it as well.
Yeah, just post it all. Find us. It might be a trick. It might not be us, but it'll get you there eventually.
All right. And on that note,
Episode 9
in the can.
Oh, my gosh. Next week's episode 10.
Woo! And then we're going to iTunes. Dun, dun, dun.
Very exciting. My gosh. Let's go around the room and say bye, John. Fantastic, I'm Garrett.
All right. Sayonara.
John, go ahead.
John had Swedish fish in his mouth. Yeah.
I can't have it. All this fish in my mouth. I'm John. I'm saying goodbye. Thank you, John.
Hi.
He's waving at the podcast.
Carol the Cat.
Peter Zan.
Right.
Peter Zan. Goodbye.
Joey.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, I forgot.